BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
The first Scott Mills Daily Podcast of the week has got pretty much everything. More, am I a bad person? People who think that in retrospect what they've done is really not okay, and they tell us about it. I try a new food for the very first time, also my new favourite Donald Trump video, and our listener Jack, who said he's not going on any dates in 2019. So we've just got to the beginning of February. He's already breaking his promise on that one, and you'll hear why.
Scott Mills.
Buffy and Kent says, yes, Queen, amazing tune. Makes me want summer 2019 now, says Warren. That's why I've kind of chosen it, really.
It's good, yeah. It needs Love Island to come around quick, doesn't it?
Oh, perfect for that.
Then it'd be on. But I love your... Sometimes you choose songs like this and I think, this is so you. I'm talking Booty Love, yeah. Infernal, Pitron and Santa mixes, Freemasons, Sunset Strippers.
Going back there.
Chacaron even.
Yeah.
Add that to the list.
Get it on the list. Anton Powers and Redondo, Make Your Move.
Scott Mills.
During last week's shows, one of the many topics we discussed was that I, Scott Mills, have never had a Happy Meal. And over the weekend, I was thinking about it. I've worked out why that is now. Because they just make me think small. And generally, if I'm going to that place, I want to stuff my face.
No, I know, but even as a child, to never have had one, I find it incredible. Anyway, today's the day. You're going to have one. I'm going to get hold of one for you. And let's just see if it sparks joy.
Okay, so do I get a toy?
You'll get a toy. You'll get the full experience. I don't know what I'm really expecting from this, to be honest. It just feels like if you're going to have one, do it during the show.
Potentially not the strongest radio feature, but we've got other good stuff all around it.
No, no, no. So the show's not based on it.
No,
it's more just rather than your normal lunch, you're going to supplement it with a Happy Meal today.
It's just an aside. Now, do I get the bag of chips or do I get the carrot bag? I'd rather carrots right now.
Chips, obviously. No one... No. Chips.
Lots of people have a carrot bag because they're very healthy, Chris.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, well, I can't wait for
it's
that.
Coming up.
Sure.
Scott Mills.
Okay, on last week's show, we were doing this thing called I'm a Bad Person. Chance to just lift the load off yourself a little bit. We had a guy who admitted to turning back the clocks at work to make the staff stay longer. Then there was a vegan who is proper vegan, but then on a night out is partial to chicken nuggets. And then, and this was awful, a man who was being wound up by this flatmate of his, so put actual milk in her lactose-free milk, which is not okay.
Essentially poisoning, not all right.
Light poisoning, so not all right. Okay, it's time for more I'm a Bad Person. Hello, who's this?
I'm Nikki and I'm a bad person.
Why bad?
Well, my boyfriend basically fell asleep before me, and because I was wide awake, I farted in his face to wake him up.
Can you please explain why you chose that method to wake him up? Like, because that's quite a spiteful way to do it.
Yeah, well, basically, he was like mourning and he was really tired, and I wasn't. So that was the best way of a comeback I could think of at the time.
Yeah. Okay. And what was his reaction?
Well, the best thing was he kind of woke up and didn't know what was happening. And he was like, oh, there's a bit of a smell. But I was like, oh, are you okay? Like, everything okay? And then he just woke up naturally. So he doesn't even know I did it.
Yeah, that's the best. Because the thing is, the moment goes and, you know, it happens so quickly, you can move on, can't you? Deny it.
Yeah.
I have to ask, when you say you farted in his face, how much did you commit to this? Were you sort of squatting above his face?
Or? I, like, basically, like, sat near his face. Yeah. And, like, yeah, farted directly onto his face.
Be honest. Have you done this before?
I've done this now. I think this is, like, the sixth or seventh time now.
It's your thing, isn't it?
It's your thing?
Yeah, and he still doesn't know, so that's the best thing.
Oh, God, this is great.
The thing is, couples that fart in each other's face together stay together.
Yeah, it's the in the face bit, which is quite extreme about what you're doing. You're not just silently letting one out because it's that tricky couple thing. You are full on going for it in his face.
100%.
He still doesn't know, so it's all good.
I almost don't want this call to end, Scott. Can you please keep on doing this and just keep us up to date with how it's going?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, yeah, keep us informed.
Maybe try do it every day or something until he finds out.
I mean, February's boring. Like, see it as a daily challenge.
Yeah, I definitely will.
This happened last week as well. I should have explained before the call that Nikki's voice was actually put through a voice changer machine. Oh, not an actual voice there.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Scott. One of our listeners who heard our last caller, Nikki, there and thought it was George Ezra. No, I've lowered her voice quite considerably to protect her identity there.
Yeah, but when you don't explain it before...
Should have said that before, yeah.
Catches people by surprise.
So our last thing coming up, and Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus. So you went to see The Streets at the weekend.
Yeah, so I saw The Streets and The Manor, and, like, you know I'm a big fan of both. Mm. Ended up just getting right involved, crowd surfed.
Yeah, I saw the Insta stories.
Actually, do you know the truth of it is I didn't crowd surf properly. I tried to crowd surf. So I got up and I sort of got moved forward, I'm saying like 5 meters.
Oh.
And then I was lowered. So it was annoying, really, because I was there going like...
You wanted to be up longer.
Yeah.
That's disappointing because, like, how you framed it to me is that it was proper. Like, I'm saying it was, what, 5 seconds, if that?
Yeah, well, it wasn't long at all. In fact, if anything, it was that I was sort of up and then I suddenly just lurched forward. And I think actually what was happening was people were just gently carrying me down. But I'm going to count it.
Right, but you can't help. If you're being lowered, you have no, like, control over that, do you?
That's what I mean. I'm going to take it. Right. It happened.
Next time, a bit longer, please. I'd love to know if some of the people listening were hot, like the people that were holding you up on Saturday night.
Yeah, maybe.
Get in touch, 81199.
Scott Mills.
Ollie and Ipswich went last night to see The Streets and said it was brilliant. Mike Skinner organised a women-only crowd surf because he wanted more girls to feel that they could and that it was safe to do so.
Yes, I remember that as well. Yes, it's coming back to me now. That's not when I got up.
Yeah, no one's been on saying that they held you up. I mean, that was a stupid thing to ask people to text in about because it's probably, what, 3 people?
Too niche.
I was at The Streets gig Saturday, did not see Chris at all. Well, he was literally up and down, that's why. It was like up, down.
Yeah.
Right, so I've never had a Happy Meal before. Never had a Happy Meal in my life.
Yeah,
look, and it's just arrived.
It's not a major event, this. I'm just keen to see you. I like when we get to experience first things together. Like, the other way round, I had my first ever massage with you.
Yeah,
that
true.
Sort of thing, in Cavos.
Cavos.
And so it's crazy to sort of share this moment with you. What I love is you're so fumbly about everything.
It's so small.
That it's already bits of it on the floor.
Yeah. Scott Spills.
What toy you got?
Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
You've got yourself a
Why
mini.
Is it? There's like 4 chips.
Yeah. You get a small one of those and a tiny, tiny little burger. Enjoy.
Brilliant.
Does it spark you joy, though?
No.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Okay, Ask Me Anything. Mondays, we get stories from non-run-of-the-mill people and ask lots of questions. We don't know what they do or who they are before they get put on air with us. So, hello, who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Dan Litchfield and I'm a ghost hunter. Ask me anything.
Oh, yes. I've got so many questions for you, Dan.
Can I go with the first question, Scott?
Go for it.
Dan, do you believe in ghosts?
No, I am sceptical. I always find it's the best way to be. It's right. Better to be able to walk into a premises and see if you can find out other reasons behind what could be happening rather than to instantly believe it's something paranormal.
But Dan, if you don't believe in them, why are you looking for them?
It's just an interest to be able to see if there's anything that stays around after the person or goes, really. That's really what it is.
Yeah, but if I didn't believe, and I'm not going to tell you whether I do or not, I'd be like, well, this is a load of rubbish. I'm wasting my actual time. I could be doing something much better.
Well, you're more than welcome to come out with us if you want, Scott.
But some people do chase things that they don't believe in.
This is not the place for politics, Chris, as you know.
Have you ever thought you found a ghost, but it's turned out to just be a fart?
No, but we have had a member of the team, funnily enough, we had a member of the team, all we heard was a roar, and then next thing you know, the world comes up with a snore, and that made us all jump a little bit, and made us all laugh our heads off, you know, so, but yeah, we've had things like that.
Yeah, because what I mean, Scott, is when you're hypersensitive, if you're a group of people searching for ghosts, and like that noise there, that just happened then.
That was me moving the mic.
Yeah, exactly. But if I was in a room searching for a ghost, I'd go, well, that's a ghost. It turns out to be a squeaky mic. It turns out to be a fart.
That's it. When you hear things like that, you see, you go out, you go and check different things to see if they make that noise and, you know, see if there's something potentially could have been, you know, what made it, and then try and rule it out.
Have you ever encountered a ghost, do you think?
Yes, I was in an old hospital the one time, walking through the grounds of it, and at the time what I saw was what seemed to be the silhouette of a really large dog walking across the towards where I was going down the alleyway. And that's the only thing that's ever truly freaked me out.
Do you take a day off on Halloween because it's just not worth the hassle, is it?
No.
I just mean if everyone's dressed up as ghosts all around, it's like, oh, there's no point. I can't tell what's real and what's not here. That's the thing.
Sometimes you have to look at what the noise is outside that is going on as well. So if you're in the middle of, for example, I've done ones in Bristol, for example, where, you know, you just got a nightclub down the road and you could hear that banging until 2-3 in the morning. You're like, no, just can't get anything here, you know.
It's just tricky.
Great
if you've
building,
got
but just can't do anything.
A sexy wolf walking past and a sort of, I don't know, braless ghost on another side, and it's like you're there just trying to go about hunting the ghosts. It's too many distractions, isn't it?
That would be, yeah, that would be probably.
Well, I hope that one day you find a ghost, but then, of course, if you do, it's, as I said, it's game over for all ghost hunters worldwide because they found one, finally.
Would love to.
If you are a ghost and listening to the show right now, please get in touch because you're the type of person we'd like to speak to as well.
Yeah, this is what this feature's made for. Ask me anything, 81199, just something out of the ordinary. We'll ask away. We'll ask to our heart's content.
Scott Mills.
I think I'm a bit late to this, but can I just share with you my new favourite video? It's Donald Trump getting people's names wrong a lot. And I don't know whether I'm the only person that thinks this is really funny. I was watching it all weekend. So he starts by saying that mistakes must not happen, then introduces a bloke called Ken, who then embarrassingly, right next to the president, has to correct his name.
Right.
One mistake, and it's no good, but we just can't make mistakes, right? So we don't make mistakes. Go ahead, Ken.
Chuck Canterbury, the National President of Fraternal Order of Police from South Carolina.
Poor Chuck. Go ahead, Ken.
I think I've seen this video, but he gets the names wrong quite a lot,
yeah,
right?
There's a compilation of them. It's really good. Right.
One mistake, and it's no good, but we just can't make mistakes, right? So we don't make mistakes. Go ahead, Ken.
Chuck Canterbury, the National President of Fraternal Order of Police from South Carolina.
I'm Chuck Canterbury.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Louis.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Go ahead, Ken. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, so you've just smashed out a sesh at the gym. You finished work.
Everything's done, dusted, ready.
Okay. How long did you spend at the gym earlier after a hard day at work?
I'm heading to the gym soon. I'm at the gym tonight. I'm on my way.
Okay, but are you having a tactical nap in between?
I was planning on, Super Bowl last night.
Oh,
He's catching up, yes.
It was well worth staying up, wasn't it?
Yeah, 13-3, amazing.
Just for Maroon 5.
Yeah, Adam Levine's nipples.
I know.
Making the news.
Are you one of these types of people that goes to the gym every day?
No, I like to think I am, but I'm not. I'm probably two times a week trying to just give people that image, yeah.
Are you back into it yet,
no,
Chris?
No, that's the problem.
Oh, sorry.
No, I really need to. Because I was doing really well, yeah. and then I left it.
You just stalled.
Christmas time, yeah, then stalled. But I just need that motivation.
And Louis, now what's happening is he knows he's got a message from his trainer, but he's not opening the WhatsApp.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh!
So that the ticks don't show, but he has seen it. Do you know what I mean?
No,
He's after me. He's definitely after me. All right, Louis. Oh, by the way, happy 22nd birthday for the weekend.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right, here's what I've got for you today. I know you normally pick me.
I am normally a Scott. Everybody's got to be free, yeah. Did you hear that? This is the sound of
freedom. Everybody's got to be free, yeah. Is this even my banger?
Right. I chose this.
Oh.
Last week.
Was it last week?
And you berated me.
Oh.
For choosing Bob Seger. So what's happened here is you've heard it then. Clearly thought, actually, in a different context, it's quite a good song, so I'll throw it in for bangers, which is absolutely disgusting. Because you gave me so much stick for this one.
Oh, actually, this is gym-related. I heard it in the gym last week.
Yeah, but when I wanted it on bangers, you were going, oh, it's a terrible song.
Yeah.
It's a terrible song, the worst.
Go ahead, Ken.
It's the worst, it's a terrible song. All right,
go ahead, Ken.
You can have that choice from Scott.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've got into his head.
Yeah, that's what's happened there.
Told him you can't have it, so he would have it this week.
That's a real error on my part.
Classic Scott. All right, you can have that, or maybe I can tempt you with this one, Ken.
Go ahead, Ken.
So stupid, isn't it? This is Avicii, The Nights.
Well, I thought I chose that one. I'm going mad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's two very, very good choices, I must say.
Mm. What are we saying, Ken?
Well, what I was
going... Go ahead, Ken.
I'm going to have to go Scott today because that song was played when... I know it's a stolen song and I appreciate that, but that song was played when we went to Dublin a couple of years ago.
It's a good song, mate.
And it's a very good song. I'll give you that.
Oh, I'll take it.
Now hear this! Not a Bob Sinclair trap, Gary Pine. But a man called Q to me and tell him on!
Yes, man!
Oh, yes!
One. Dance is for everyone. It's who you are.
This show is special.
The greatest dancer podcast with me, Molly King.
There's nothing like it.
No audition is the same.
This is a podcast that goes beyond the TV show.
Who wants it the most? Who will work the hardest?
We are going to be getting all that backstage gossip. I'm going to be talking to the judges and the contestants. If anything's going on, you're going to hear it here first. Think of it as your weekly fix of The Greatest Dancer when the show isn't enough.
You've come all the way from Kazakhstan.
That feeling of being alive.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
This is the sound of
Liam says, Ken definitely needs an app.
Yes.
Not his name. Go ahead, Ken.
Another Liam in North Wales says we need a steward's inquiry on that one. Ball tampering.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Ken.
Go ahead, Ken. This is awful, Mills. Have a word, says Stu. Blatant Stealing says Jason from Ipswich. That's gone really well today, I think.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Gemma. In Essex, so excited for the return of In Your Bingo on Wednesday. You don't even understand what's about to hit you. Do you remember when we used to just do it at the back of the studio? And that was fine. It was great. Like some of the best radio I've done, I think.
Oh, when it started, it was controversial if there'd be a tiny bit of water that landed on an ankle. It was quite Victorian rules.
Well, it was in Victorian times. So occasionally you would get someone having a little flash of the ankle there and people would be like, it would be absolute outrage and uproar. And from then, over the years, it just got wetter and wetter. The idea at the beginning of the game, if you remember, was to hold the water in your mouth. That seems crazy now.
Yeah. Well, it's just too hard to do because the clips have got better as well. Obviously, millions of people listening to this right now keep an eye out for them. So just everything has got bigger. But the way we're bringing Innuendo Bingo back this time is just, it is another level. Everything about it.
Don't want to say too much at the moment. But we're going to hit you with it on Wednesday at 3 p.m. with Davina McCall as our first guest. It's not been on in well over a year, this, you know. And I'm getting some fantastic clips being sent to me, thanks to the person that's just sent me one from The Apprentice in December last year. A great one involving Camilla from the show when she was making milk out of nuts.
Okay, fine.
Any more? Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Wednesday, 3 p.m. with Davina McCall, the return of Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Jack here. You might remember we spoke a couple of weeks ago. I was the guy that got reviewed terribly.
Reviewed on?
My last date, I got that massive review, that TripAdvisor-style review.
I do remember you, Jack, yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, you were you're single and your ex sent this big, long review. It was all very honest, but very odd, I thought.
It was quite dramatic and sad, but it was all, unfortunately, very true.
And then I remember you told us that because of that, you're going to go date-free in 2019. You're not interested in men.
Well, I'll tell you something, guys. I've stuck to my promise. I've not been on any dates since I last spoke to you. I have been chatting to some guys, but it's ended in disaster. In fact, it's worse than ever.
Why?
2019, it's like I've predicted it. Well, the thing is, it's been going quite well to start with. There's been two guys kind of on the back burner, just kind of there in my pocket. And they've both ghosted me. Both of them have ghosted me.
To be fair, you say you've kept to your promise, but, like, you're searching, which you said you weren't going to do.
Do you know what? I'm active. Right. I'm active in that sense, for sure.
You're just using different words for it.
It's definitely, somebody said to me recently that dating, especially gay dating, is a bit of a numbers game. Gating. Well, I think my number has finally run out. I've dug the well dry. There's nobody left.
The cupboard's bare.
I've got a bit of an idea that I just wanted to run past you, and I don't know what you guys think.
Okay, well, knowing you, Jack, it's going to be a good one. Wait right there.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Okay, so Jack is our dater that's literally had no luck in the last year and called us a few weeks ago saying that 2019 was going to be dry in terms of dating. He's not going to do it. Now, Jack, you've already changed your opinion on that, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm up for a date. Somebody that's willing and able.
Yeah, but it's been disastrous lately. So you said you've got an idea. What is it?
You know, there's that famous saying that there's plenty more fish in the sea. Well, I've come to the conclusion that there is no more fish in the sea. So we've explored all options. The well, you know, is dry. And it's Valentine's Day in a couple of weeks. And all I want is just a little date for Valentine's Day. Okay, I know I'm going against everything that I've said, but I think it's Valentine's Day. It's the month of love. It's the season of love. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back in touch with some people that have maybe not always ghosted me, because not everyone's ghosted me. I'm not that bad. But just people that I've maybe, you know, been on some dates off with before and perhaps hasn't worked for one reason or another.
Can I just be clear with the plan here? Unless I'm mishearing this. You've decided that there's no point meeting anyone new. So you're about to
He's raking over old ground.
He's going to go through all of the exes again, sort of a second run, just to make sure. Mm. Right.
It's basically the opposite of thank you next.
Yes, it is. Right. A lot of people do this, though. Let us know if you do. Revisiting. It's a real big thing. So, it's like, right, all these new people are rubbish, but that person that I spoke to was all right, so I'm going to revisit.
In the hope that you would agree with this crazy plan, I started to compile a little list of people that perhaps would be good candidates to kind of revisit.
X-Men, if you will.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so this guy, we dated for like 2 months.
So for the purpose of this, we'll call him Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this guy, I've really enjoyed it too. And like I said before, you're one of the nicest guys I've met. And I'm sorry it's worked out this way. I've had such a good time with you too. But the thing that I replied is really, really cringy. I put a lyric to a Taylor Swift song because that was his favourite artist. I've had the time of my life fighting dragons with you. And then I put, see, I do listen sometimes. And I put, see you around. That's how we ended it.
Okay.
So shall I start a little message?
Yes, this is what we're here for. Get in contact with one of the X-Men right now. And so I'm just interested to know how you're going to start it off.
I might just be like, hope you're well. What are you doing for Valentine's
Perfect.
Day?
Yes, so get it out there.
Oh, that's better.
So I just do that?
Yeah, and also, like, you know, save yourself the time. Like, you can just copy and paste that to as many as you want.
Bam, bam, bam.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot. There is a long list. So I could send this time and time again, really.
Yeah. Do that.
All right.
And I mean, like, I think if you cast the net as wide as you can, more likely to get a response, eh?
Like, one's a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many men are we talking here?
Let's count. Seven. I think it's about seven.
Okay, I was expecting more.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's just in the recent. I mean, unless you want to go sort of back like, years.
No, I think we stay recent-ish, because otherwise it just gets a bit old.
Yeah, that'd be weird, wouldn't
it?
Otherwise,
it's just too far down the line, you know.
Okay. Right. I've sent that message to the first guy.
Okay.
It's gone.
All right. Then do that another six times, and I'll call you back and see how it's gone. Okay. We'll call you before the end of the show for an update. All right.
All right, mate. Thanks for your help.
Scott Mills.
I want to say hello to everyone that I met at Loughborough Uni on Friday. Refreshers Week is on.
Yeah?
That's Wolf Alice and Don't Delete the Kisses. We've got Flora, Sophie, Katie and Nikki and all the other Royal Agricultural Uni students on a night out in Nottingham tonight.
Was it like the same as Freshers for you? The Refreshers bit?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it is the same, because I think you're too like... You know, during Freshers, we turn into zombies almost. With Refreshers, slightly more classy, isn't it?
A little bit classier, yeah. But a lot of people are like super relieved that they're coming to the end of exams and
yeah,
that. So
course.
It was a good night.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
So tell me what's happened.
Oh, fellas, I've got one.
What's happened?
I've done it.
What?
I've done it.
What?
Caught
what?
A serial returner.
Oh, we were talking about these last week, the people that order the clothes, then they send them back, then order, then send them back, because it's just too easy online. Okay, where did you catch one?
Well, obviously I don't have them in my custody, but I've caught one operating. You see what I mean?
Go on, then.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a coat that broke, right? And the shop said to me, I can have a replacement, but they didn't have my size. So I had to order one online. And when it turned up, you know, like how you road test your clothes, you know, check your pockets,
yeah,
check it zipped up, comfy, lush. Put my hand in the pocket, something rustling. What on earth is that? Receipts. Someone's shopping receipts.
No, so someone's been out shopping in the coat.
Yeah.
Obviously returned it. You've got it. You weren't out shopping when you discovered the receipts, were you?
Yeah, I was in the changing rooms of the shop that I got it from.
So you put your hands in the pockets and you can feel like scrunches of paper in the pockets?
Yeah, yeah.
How many receipts in there?
There was two, but it's not the best bit.
So somebody,
they
just blatantly,
they
blatantly worn it round shopping and then returned it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's terrible.
But the receipts in there, they were all return receipts.
Of course they were, because they're addicted to it.
Scott Mills.
Jack was on earlier. He's decided to text some exes, people that he was seeing or dating or chatting to a bit before. He's revisiting the exes because dating with new people is disastrous for him right now. So he's decided to retrack a little bit.
Yeah, he's dating the X-Men.
So earlier on the show, he texted seven people that he's not spoken to for a while, being like, hello, hi. Jack, back on, hello.
Hi, Scott, how are you doing?
Good, so you've already had some replies.
Guys, it's the best thing I could have done. Honestly, it's been fantastic. So, one's come straight back and gone, no idea, and yourself. And I put, lol, well, thought we could meet up and go for a drink. No, it's been ages. And he's put, well, it has been a while, hasn't it? Yeah, I'd happily go for a drink. Can I ask what made you text me, though?
Wow.
And I put, just been thinking about you a lot recently.
So that's one of them. Have you had other replies as well? Are you...
We've had some more as well. So one guy, do you remember the guy that I said had ghosted me?
Yeah.
He's put, hey, sent me a selfie. Me, myself and I on Valentine's Day. And I put, oh, you and me both. There's actually been so many guys, I can't keep up with the replies.
Problem is, you're going to have to choose one on Valentine's Day, or for the sake of our show, you could...
All of them.
Yeah, try all of them on Valentine's Day. It'll be chaos, like, but it'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be like live Tinder with people that I've actually met.
Yeah.
There's like three that just haven't like even read it yet, but we live in hope.
I mean, we only spoke to you half an hour ago. That's pretty good in terms of amount of replies.
I don't know why I didn't do this sooner, to be honest.
Scott Mills.
Did you enjoy that podcast? Would you like to hear more just like it? Well, there's four a week, and there's even a Friday extra one, isn't there, Chris?
That's right, we do a little extra one on a Friday, just sort of mops up everything from the week.
And quite a few people commenting on the extra stuff that was on Friday's extra podcast involving Where Do You Think They Were and that oversharing mum, Serena. There are bits on it that you didn't hear on the radio show, so get it in your life. BBC Sounds app, Scott Mills Daily. Subscribe and tell your friends.
Scott Mills.